The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 21 April 2020. Talking today with Rico Herron, journeyintoinsanity.org. By the way, it looks like a little bit of work, Rico, is being done on your website because we're able to get a few more clicks where we weren't being able to click before. So hopefully with the people that are on that, Rico, they can remedy the problems with that website. It's a code error, and they're trying to figure out where it's at.
Yes, yes. And see, to get back to the comment by the gentleman before,
yes.
The relationship between Adams and Jefferson was really contentious and acrimonious. During the 8 years that Adams was president, him and Jefferson never talked. I mean, there was so much enmity between them. And then Adams, actually, during his time, that's when the Sedition Act was enacted, because he wanted to basically cut Jefferson out from any real power, any real influence. So that kind of contentiousness has always existed in our system of government. And then now you bring it fast forward to 2020 and multiply it exponentially. Hence, we have literally a criminal insanity, a true psychopathy of government ruling the sheeple. And these politicians have become toxic narcissists, where their only concern, basically, well, it's two concerns. One, getting reelected. And number two, enriching themselves from the pig's trough. And I think that the deep state shadow government looks at the government, the United States government, as their own personal rent-a-whore, Inc.
Now, I have been reminding listeners that whenever we hear deep state, you know, we're given these actors that are on the stage performing. And they're from Washington, D.C. They might be a Congress critter. They might be a senator. Hell, they might be a president. Who knows? And this is referred to as the deep state, or the operatives pushing communism or socialism. This is the deep state actors. No, they're not. They're the sock puppets. Who is?
Yes.
Who is the true deep state, Rico?
That's an excellent question, and I just pulled up my list here. So... the controlling centralized organizational structure is composed of the Illuminati, the Council of 13, the Bilderbergers, also known as the Council of 300, Atlantic Council, Federal Reserve, World Bank, World Court, United Nations, UNICEF, Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Bet you didn't know that, right? Then there's a British counterpart, the House of Rothschild, the Group, Rhodes-Milner Roundtable, League of Just Men, Hellfire Club, the Kahila, British Society for Psychical Research, London School of Economics, the Beast Computer, Fabian Socialist Party, British Labour Party, Royal Institute for International Affairs, New School for Social Research, European Common Market, Tavistock Institute, World Peace Council, League for Industrial Democracy, UNESCO, GRU, MI5, and all the British intelligence. And then we have the United States counterparts. It's the Order, also known as Chapter 22, Skull and Bones at Yale, House of Rockefeller, Hellfire Club, Grand Druid Council, Council of Foreign Relations, which has penetrated all government positions, Sexual Key Society, Pilgrim Society, Harris Poll, Gallup Poll, Roger Poll, Rand Corporation, Mafia in capitals, Bohemian Club, Trilateral Commission, Institute for Policy Studies, Cato Institute, CIA, KGB, KGB, the Russian KGB, International Monetary Fund, World Health Organization, and just to throw in for fun, we'll throw Bill Gates in there, okay? So that's the deep state. That's the deep state.
Well, and I'm now seeing in the news today that there actually has been lawsuits filed against Bill Gates, his vaccination cornucopia, and they're going after him for 2009, and I'm sure there's going to be many lawsuits to follow because old Billy Boy is part and parcel, partner, public-private supposed partnership with the CDC. The CDC has some 370-some vaccinations that they want to roll out. Bill Gates is in a prime position with his buddies at the World Health Organization and elsewhere to keep this vaccination madness, keep this going. And that's what we're being demonstrated, that, oh, well, we're going to get you to perfect health. We're going to keep issuing vaccines. I mean, come on.
Yes. Yeah. You know, John, I just looked it up and I found that Bill Gates applied for a patent on the vaccine for coronavirus last year.
Yes.
Way before the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these guys are, you have to remember also, along with getting that patent, he ran a simulation on a pandemic that was going to kill 65 million people last October or November.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys prepare decades ahead of time. These guys don't plan in 6 months or 1 year.
Right.
Their plans are 10, 20, 50, 100 years into the future. Okay, and that's something that we find really, really difficult to understand. And there was who was a CIA director, what's his name, in the 50s?
Not Casey. I'm sorry. No. Hoover was FBI, not CIA. It was short.
Yeah.
It was shortly after it became the OSS, and yeah, it became the CIA.
What he had said basically was in a nutshell, and I'm paraphrasing, is that when people are confronted with a conspiracy that is so vast that it's difficult to understand, they basically retreat back into their turtle shell because it just becomes overwhelming. So at that point, it becomes much easier to stay in a matrix of deception where we believe that all the white little lies that we've been told instead of facing a brutal truth. And sadly, that's been the conditioning that we as Americans have received through our educational system and everything else. And like it's around the conditioning paradigm. Most people don't know that the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, written by Karl Marx, are now fully implemented here in the United States.
All right, let's hold it right there because I want to pick up on the 10 planks because I mentioned to you yesterday one of the 10th, I think the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto for indoctrination purposes is to have free public education to be used as a transmission belt for government propaganda. And if you don't look at the curriculum and the schools in that light, then you're really lost because that's what this is one ginormous conditioning. I mean, they got your children 6-8 hours a day for 3/4 of the year. All right, let me go to the phones. These people have been holding on forever, and I thank you for doing that. Casey in North Idaho. Go ahead, Casey.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi.
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to, I don't mean to change the topic so much, but I just wanted to report a story that's happening up here, if that's all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I sent it to you yesterday on the contact form for RBN, a link to the video.
Okay, which I never use, by the way. That's why I didn't see it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a hold of a lady named Miss Thompson, and her family had a yard sale in Rathdrum, Idaho. And the last week, the police there warned her 3 times that she could not have the yard sale due to the coronavirus.
Hmm.
And they tried to cite her with a health and welfare code that states any person who violates an order of isolation or quarantine shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. So they did actually charge her just with that. So the question is, how did she how did she violate an isolation or quarantine order if she's at home? So that's we don't have an answer to that yet.
Well, I mean, there's Casey. There's more extreme examples of that. Whether you're a paddleboarder and you're near a bridge, but you're hundreds mm-hmm. of yards from anybody, and they come and they issue a citation. There's nobody around you, not a living soul, except the people that want to issue you the citation. It's insanity, and most people are waking up to it, and they're getting really pissed off. Casey, thanks for your call. Let me go to Jim in Brooklyn. Hello, Jim.
Yeah. Hi, a couple of things real quick. Number one, how do you think that this depression of the oil market will affect the value of the dollar with regard to petrodollars?
Rico, do you want to attempt that, or is this off the track today?
Okay.
Yeah, it's I'll pass on it. Thank you.
Yeah, I will as
okay,
well.
And now,
Jim,
okay,
that I want you folks to get into the spirit of the guy that I'm interviewing, the subject matter I'm talking about.
Here's my question. It's to the topic. Okay.
Okay.
You remember Erwin Schiff fought the IRS left and right every way he could. Erwin
right.
Schiff.
Right.
Now, Mike, and also Norquist, who tried the silver dollar competition. Remember Norquist?
Okay.
What is Rico's opinion of Erwin Schiff, if he did right, and how did he fail, and how could we learn from what he did to succeed where he failed?
Well, they're looking at you being the repository of all, Rico. So go ahead if you care.
I'm familiar with Erwin Schiff and his saga. Yeah, they went to prison and stuff. What happened was that Erwin Schiff went in there under martial law as a slave. And so he had no voice. When you go into the modern courtroom, you go in there lollygagged, handcuffed, and blindfolded, because you're going in there as a slave, as a thing. Because under the law, you are presumed that to be a slave, because we ourselves have, through unilateral contracts of adhesion, declared ourselves to be United States citizens. And
right.
again, remember, if you're listening to the show, a United States citizen has been prized and reduced to a POW and a slave. So when you go, you're not going into a common law court. You're going into a martial law court. You're going in there with no rights and blind in that court. So what happened was with Schiff, a constitution, but he didn't go into a constitutional court. I looked at all this stuff, and I said, you're going into a martial law court, and in a martial law court, there is no due process. So we've been deceived into thinking that there we have due process under the current system of presumption and assumption that we are slaves. There is no due process. So due process is a pacification tool, and they'll pick selected cases where they make the people feel a little bit better. It's like, oh, he got justice. No, there is no justice in this country. It's about the rich and the powerful controlling. And we talked earlier about the legal system. The system has infiltrated and infested. Our government is infested with attorneys and liars.
You know, it's also been said of the court system, Rico, that this is a court of equity. It is a martial law court, and they don't make mistakes on flags and heraldry and symbolism. They never do. When you see that gold fringe flag, that is telling you that that is a martial law court. That is in your face, and they're telling you right there. And all your public institutions,
yes, exactly.
I don't care if it's your, I don't care if it's your public high school, I don't care if it's your library. In all the states, folks, I'm going to tell you what should be flying above the American flag. And that should be the states' flags themselves. Or at least, at least flown at equal height on the mast. At least. But no.
Yeah.
The American flag has got dominion over everything.
Yes, and what it is, it boils down to 1933 when the coup d'etat happened, is all the de jure states were converted into de facto states. Okay? So now, as a de jure state, you operate under the law. Under a de facto state, you operate under the color of law. So see, the entire country has been put under the color of law. And the color of law is a fiction. It's a fraud. There is no law. Also, what has happened is through the extensive number of declarations, there have been four declarations of national emergencies, and probably Trump declared the fifth one. When there is a declaration of national emergency, martial law is...
Okay, you winked out on us. We had a little hole there. Would you repeat what you just said?
Yes, under martial law, we don't have to be given notice that we're...
Okay, it happened.
So that's what it is.
It happened again.
Yeah, it just...
Okay.
Yes, it happened again. So we don't have to be told. We're just told, oh, it's for your own good. It's stay home to protect your... Blah, blah, blah. That's martial law. Because when the president can come and tell you that your rights that are God-given by your very creator, that your rights, privileges, that he can determine when you can exercise them, the right to assemble, the right to work, the right to petition the government, when those rights become privileges, then we accept that we have been reduced to an absolute state of abject slavery. To recognize that, because we're in love with the idea that we're with the land of the free.
Yeah, Enrico, and you know what Trump did, I thought it was, the guy's trying. I truly believe that the guy's trying. He is surrounded. He's like General Custer without his troops. It's just Custer. You know what happened there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And what he has done is he's given it back to the governors. He said, look, these are your states. These are your people that live within your border. You do what you think you need to do. And look what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, when we saw indication of this, Rico. Now, well, let me expand upon this a little bit more because it might bring focus and understanding to people. Is we just went through something very similar on this. Down in Richmond, Virginia, what did they do? Well, this wonderful governor decides, well, he wants to outlaw weapons. He wants to get rid of the AR-15s and the AK-47s and those large capacity magazines. And they're crafting bills that if they felt that they were going to pass, the people got a hold of it. And then they start showing up on the grounds of Richmond, Virginia, the state house, in the numbers, thousands and thousands of people, all armed to the teeth. Not one accident happened, no disagreements, no murders, no nothing. And guess who else showed up there? County sheriffs that are bound to enforce the law by way of the Constitution. They used to be known as peace officers, but not anymore. They're law enforcement. I am the law. You know, gosh almighty. At any rate, Fred in Michigan. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, there's this thing called the Sesti Qui Vi Trust, and I'm thinking it is intimately connected to the long-form birth record pursuant to the Birth Registration Act, I think, of 1921. There is a fella, Rico, you may know, high-frequency radio, Moses Washington. He did one called Creditors and Their Bonds. Creditors and Their Bonds. He did one on the U.S. Bankruptcy and Trading with the Enemy Act, by that title, U.S. Bankruptcy Trading with the Enemy Act. And what he proves is that any legal action, any consummated legal action, involves like performance, bid bonds, performance bonds, yada, yada. Money-making scenarios. And when I attempted, Rico, to acquire my original birth record from the state of Michigan, I got an unsigned form letter back from the state senator declaring that under no circumstances would that happen, nor would I be permitted to even view it. And subsequently, I came upon a guy on YouTube, KC, interesting, K-A-C-E-E-K-C, K-A-C-E-E-1981. And he shows his original birth record and a number, and then he shows some birth certificate bonds at treasurydirect.com.
Okay, hold on, Fred. Hang on 1 second. I've got to take this break. Don't go away. I want to have Rico address this because I know this is also in his wheelhouse. Let's break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. All right, we are back. Fred in Michigan, are you still there?
I sure am.
Okay, hold on. Rico, you want to handle this one?
Yes, I'll try anyway. I have a chapter trust, also known as a worldwide enslavement model. So that idea of the birth certificate actually goes way, way back into the 1400s and 1500s, okay? There was those trusts. The Vatican was the first one that set up these trusts claiming possessory rights to all of humanity, and they did that through the first crown. The first trust was the first crown of crown land, and it was Pope Bonifacio VIII, and they set up a trust that allowed him to, and that's the first STQV trust, okay, that you're talking about. So that actually goes way back to 1455. The second trust was called the Second Crown of the Commonwealth, and then the next trust, the last trust, is the Third Crown of the Ecclesiastical See in 1537. So with those three trusts, they basically claimed ownership not only of the human beings, of men and women of flesh and blood, but also of all property, all assets, all property and everything. So that goes way, way back, okay? It's not something new.
Well, Rico, what I comprehend is that pursuant to HJR 192 of 5 June 33, in which there is a provision for discharging in payment of all debt obligation liabilities via the Sestiquivi Trust, our name in all caps, because it's all trust law. Everything in statutory government is a trust, right? So, and then the age of consent provision, the statutory age of consent means at that point in time, we can declare via affidavit our authentic status as the executor creditor agent of the Sestiquivi Trust bearing our all caps name, and then exercising our beneficiary claimant rights to all assets of that trust. And furthermore, you mentioned adhesion, unilateral adhesion contracts. There is no statutory provision in any state of for anyone to record their private property land deed. And when it is recorded, the monetary economic fiduciary controlling interest rights, the legal rights and interests, are without informed consent conveyed to corporate government. Well, that's a violation of contract law because there was never full disclosure in good faith in which we would have been informed of this, of these provisions. So everyone's recording registration of their private property deed is null and void on that basis. Nobody has a valid property tax debt obligation, do they?
Well, yeah, of course, you're correct. The problem has become for us is that when we're dealing with government agencies, everything is about presumption and assumption. So because we haven't revolted against all their shenanigans and stuff like that, remember, they're still under the presumption and assumption that we are their slaves. We're captured. So under martial law, they don't have to give you notice of anything. They don't have to give you notice of anything. And when you show up to any kind of paperwork, any kind of court with any kind of work, you're showing up as a slave with no rights. That's their presumption. And who controls that court? The judge controls that.
Well,
in that court, what's he going to do? He's going to throw you in jail for.
Yeah, you winked out again on us, Rico. We didn't hear your last part of that sentence.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, so when you end up going into a court, you're actually going in there as a slave with no rights. You're going in there as a thing. So the judge is being courteous with you and providing you an illusion that you're defending yourself and you're defending your rights when you're actually going in there handcuffed, lollygagged, and blindfolded. You're deaf, dumb, and mute in that court because the government is dealing with you under the presumption that you have no rights, you are a thing. So that's the frustration that we're facing in dealing with government agencies and getting all these documents in order and everything else and accessing the Treasury direct account. They don't have to tell us anything. They don't have to give us notice of anything. Plus, it just we're fighting against sort of an invisible enemy. It's an invisible war that's being waged against us as American, not even citizens, because I have the idea that the only legally recognized, commercially recognized, and politically recognized entity is the Americans have no rights because America is a chimera. Yeah. It's an actual chimera. So when the politicians are talking about, we're not going to stand for this, I'm going to defend the American people, they're actually blowing the hot air up the butts, it's a chimera. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. America is an illusion. It's always been an illusion to keep the people pacified.
Well, it's
by thinking that they live in this great land of the free.
It's not an illusion. They created the construct, and we've been deluded into living into it. So it's not not real. Like that's like saying the coronavirus isn't real. Yeah, it's real, but it ain't what they're telling you it is.
Exactly. Well, yes.
All right.
Yes,
okay, yes, we got to take the bottom of the hour break here. Fred, thank you for your call. Next up, Fred in Iowa and Wayne in Texas will take your calls as well. We'll be back.
Must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last half hour of the program today, Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, hi, Rico.
Yes, sir.
Rico, yes. You're doing a great, fabulous job. Rico, you named many organizations in the beast system, or what is called the deep state. But you did not name the head of this evil system. Read the word. The King James Bible, he is identified in Revelation chapter 13.
All right. Thank you for your call, Fred. Fred's very short, sir, and very sweet in his calls. All right. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, John. Great discussion today.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to circle back to some of these travesties going on in Colorado, Michigan, Virginia. And this is even concerned Judge Napolitano, who was on a Fox show recently. And he started talking about executive orders and some of these edicts by these governors. And some points he made were very important, I thought. He said they look and sound like an order or law, but they don't have the force of law. criminal sanctions cannot be applied against anyone arrested under these orders, and they have no constitutional basis at all. So I wanted to ask Rico, given all that, if he was in a situation where he was about to be arrested or detained under one of these orders, what kind of remedy or what kind of action would you take? And I would like to center on either waiting to get arrested and then maybe file a Title 42 deprivation of rights lawsuit or some sort of preemptive notice and demand to these mayors or whoever.
Yes, sir. I apologize. You've been cutting out on and off throughout your whole question, and I've gotten only about half of it. I apologize.
Okay, Wayne, if you would just encapsulate, shorten it a little bit so Rico can get the gist of it.
Sure. If he was arrested or detained under one of these executive orders from a mayor or whoever, what would his remedy or action be? Would he file a lawsuit, or would he try to do something ahead of time to force these people to prove they have the authority?
All right.
Right. well, really what happens is when you have the potential of getting injured or killed, we as human beings will always engage in self-preservation. And most of the time under severe threat or duress, we're going to buckle. We're going to be arrested and we're going to be thrown in the can. Now, once we're thrown in that, once your handcuffs are put on you and you're thrown in the can, the mercy of the system per se, you actually don't really have an ability to defend yourself, because you go into a jail, you're going to a prison, you don't have access to you don't have access to much of anything, and if you haven't prepared with a nice big sum of money to bail yourself out, so the whole system is geared to prevent you from being free, from prevent you from exercising your rights, like.
Okay.
And there's police in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, absolutely intimidating everybody that they can. They're intimidating them, and the police have even been saying, "You have no right."
Yeah, I understand all that, but what I'm saying
it
is,
it becomes
he's saying, and Wayne, he's not avoiding the issue. I think there was just a little bit a miss of communications. What Wayne is asking you, Rico, these laws, these executive orders, they keep saying that it's law, and it's not. It really is the color of law. And they have no business doing that, violating our God-given rights or constitutional rights or whatever the case may be. What would you do to either, A, prevent that, or, B, as a remedy against their attack, is basically what he's saying.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes. I don't know that there's much you could do in the given situation other than stand up, become defiant, and then end up being arrested. You know, I really.
And then,
don't
what would you do after that? After you're released from jail, what action would you try to take against the state, if any?
Again, because it's under the color of law, the state is going to garner all of its resources and prevent you from really being able to do much on your own. And if you can hire a high-powered attorney, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. And in the current situation, most people don't have that kind of money. You haven't prepared for that. So it's really put you in a situation where, the way I see it, is we're really handcuffed in so many ways. It's really a terrible situation, and it's very stressful for me personally also to consider what would happen, you know.
You know, and
well, my point though is that there has been a high-powered lawyer by the name of Robert Barnes who has threatened lawsuits against various mayors and from, I think, Chattanooga, Tennessee, where his hometown is, and that mayor dropped that executive order, you know, real fast. And I can imagine that in the case of like other places, if you were to send that mayor just a request or notice and demand saying, "Hey, what is your authority to do this?" and give them 30 days to respond. If they don't, they've actually defaulted to you, haven't they?
Yes, of course. But to get the actual enforcement and have something come in your way, and at that point perhaps you're looking for pecuniary damages, that's going to be next to impossible. So you have to be prepared to go the whole way. You can't stop halfway in between, you know. I've been thrown in jail twice for simply arguing with a judge, and he just declares contempt of court, so I get free accommodation for 10 days. So once you're in that system, it becomes really, really difficult to defend yourself.
Oh, I understand. I know in these courts, too, they want you to identify yourself and become the surety for that artificial person they're putting into trial, right? So if you don't volunteer, you have half a chance.
Yes, at least you might have to have a chance, you know, and it depends on the judge himself. If the judge, of course, magistrate judges are not judges. They don't have a law degree. And if you get a sympathetic judge at a higher level, maybe at a district court level, you might have a little bit of a chance. But being that they have a territory to protect, in fact, it was really funny because one of the times I got thrown into the slammer for 10 days at the hearing to release me. He sort of confessed, fessed up to me. He said, "Well, Mr. Hiron, I never really wanted to incarcerate you, but I had my territory to protect." And then he said, "Actually, you and I, Mr. Hiron, are a lot alike. We're both men of principle, and we stand by our guns." And then, as I was walking out in handcuffs, you know, taking tiny little steps, he said, "Hey, Mr. Hiron, good luck," and he smiled and waved at me. So I was like, "Well, who won that encounter, right?" See, in every act of defiance, we achieve the maximum love that we can achieve for humanity. Defiance against tyranny is a supreme act of love, but it can also result in a supreme act of self-sacrifice, whether it be in a terms of a physical beating or maybe even at times in extreme cases with our own life.
Yeah.
But to stand defiant in the face of tyranny is the only thing we have left. And we may come, there was a statement by Winston Churchill. He says, "There will come a time where you will have to fight and you will have a good chance of success." He says, a second situation is there may come a time where you will have to fight and you will have very little chance of success. And there will come a time where you will have to fight with no chance of success. But there's a fourth option. There may come a time where you will have to fight with absolutely no chance of success, but you would rather die than live as a slave.
Rather live on my feet than die on my knees.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I've run into this before, and the court systems, it's procedure. And gosh, I went through this for years, and people were trying to seek remedy in the maritime or the commercial courts. And, depending, if you, like yourself, had a judge that understood exactly what you were doing and what you were saying, and that's why I was wishing you good luck on your way out. Some of these judges, it's entertaining for them because they know the system in which they sit and they're benching from, let's say. They get that. But then this argument comes into the court based on human rights or constitutional rights or whatever the case may be. And to these judges, depending on how good the argument is, the counter-argument, if they recognize you've done your due diligence and you've really done your study, here's a judge that will more than likely not trip you up on procedure, which a lot of these judges will do. And I've always said to people, you know, hire an attorney. Hire an attorney, but keep him only on not representing you in a court of law. He's not your voice. You are the voice. He's simply there to offer legal suggestions from time to time. And most often, it's one of procedure. The prosecuting attorneys, the judges, they just love to trip people up. Oh, here comes a clown. If you've got a lawyer, if you got yourself and you're representing yourself, well, then you have a fool for a client. That's what they'd like you to believe. But I've experienced this myself, that if you've been charged with something, and this happened to me in Austin. I was late going to work one morning. I had my paperwork. I was taking to the office. That Friday, I took my 45 home because I wanted to go planking at some targets over the weekend. Well, there's my paperwork and my pile of stuff, and my 45 was on the top of that on the floor in the passenger side of my truck. And I'm whizzing along. I get pulled over. This cop sees that 45, but this time it was obscured because it fell off the paperwork and it was partially obscured. It was under the seat. The guy could still see the barrel. He got me out of the car, arrested me, took the gun, and hauled me off to jail, of which they confiscated that gun, by the way. And this attorney I had, Rico, he said, "We'll get them on this one. This prosecutor really wants you. This is a great case for the state of Texas and his career. I'm sure he was thinking that, but he didn't say it. But unbeknownst to him, I was meandering around that courtroom, and I was just looking for a place to read some material. And so I found this little office, and I thought, well, nobody's in there. I think I'll just go in and have a seat. Well, this woman comes in, sits down, looks across at me, wishes me a good morning. I do the same to her. And we just exchange niceties and, you know, a little chit-chat. I didn't know who she was until I actually walked back into the courtroom and she's on the bench. That was the judge in my case. Now, my attorney is sitting there, and I said, the prosecutor really wants me. And there's this conflag going on in front of the... And the judge kept looking up at me and over these people directly at me. And she stopped. She says, Mr. Stattmiller, she said, what do you want to see happen here today? And I said, well, Your Honor, I said, first of all, if this is going to proceed and you think there's merit in the state case, okay, I'm here to defend. She said, but now specifically, what do you want? I said, I want a fully informed jury. And she stopped and she looked at me. And I said, I want to be judged by a true jury of my peers with the right to reject the law if they find it repugnant. And that stopped the whole procedure right there. Little conflab took place. Well, Mr. Stattmiller, you know, what do you want to see happen here? I said, I'd like to be released. I'd like to see these charges dropped. But instead, they made me a deal, which I really didn't see a problem with because this attorney was trying to extract more money. Because I had asked him the question, Rico. I said, if we lose this case, I already paid the guy a couple of grand. I said, we're going to lose this case. He says, but it's great on appeal. We're going to nail him. Give me much more time to prepare. He says, I'm sure we can win. I said, how much is this going to cost me? I don't know, 30 grand? $30,000. And I stopped him right there. And I continued conversing from not in front of the bench, on the other side of that little railing. I said, Your Honor, what? And she said, would you accept 1 year probation, non-reporting, and at the end of that, if you don't violate any laws, your record is clean? I said, done. This guy looked at me and he said, who in the hell do you know down here? I said, what do you mean, who do I know? He said, they really wanted you. I was ready to defend you. I said, at what cost? Did you see what happened here? He said, yeah, that's why I'm asking. Who the hell do you know down here? I said, I don't know anybody. It matters who and what you are and how you approach this. Every once in a while, you'll find a sympathetic judge that doesn't want to see you locked up for whatever the state can extract from you. But again, I digress. Most of it, they trip you up on procedure. Ken in New York. We'll make you the last caller of the day, Ken. How you doing?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Enrico. Are you familiar with Ralph Winterode? He's one of our hosts on Sunday.
No.
Okay. He has a solution. It may not be a perfect one because you would have to fight it yourself. You'd have to be a pro se, but his solution, and at least it's worked for him and a couple other people that he's dealt with, is to change his status to the U.S. national or the citizen of the state. And that kind of puts you out of reach of a lot of their nonsense, being a 14th Amendment citizen, as I understand it. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Are you talking about expatriation?
I don't think so. I think that's how they try to paint it in court.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really clear on that. But one thing I can tell you is based on what he says is he hasn't paid the IRS taxes since 1995. And he didn't end up the same way as Irwin Schiff. He's still on this earth.
Yes. On my website, I share my personal experience, also what happened, and I don't want to divulge it at this point on the air.
Sure. Well, there is one thing about lawyers is that they don't want to win; they just want to settle. And I don't think any lawyer could actually or would want to win a case like this, because I don't think he'd be a lawyer a minute afterwards.
Well, that bar card that you're awarded, you know, that that license to practice law, you know, it's rather right. fascinating to watch what it's going on. And I forget the exact location. But these businesses that are opening up and they're not getting permission from the state because of the coronavirus and the scamdemic. I'm sorry, the plandemic. I'm sorry, the pandemic. I'll get that out. Pandemic. Okay. And what they're doing is, okay, you want to do that? Okay. Well, we're just going to revoke your business license. What?
Yep.
Yes. Your business license? You got to have permission of the state in order to conduct your business, and therefore it's revocable by the state if you don't like what I'm doing? Who the hell are you? Ken, I thank you for your call. Tom, I got...
And all licenses...
Go ahead. All licenses, what?
Yes, all licenses...
Oh, okay, hold that thought. I got a break. I thought you were going to get out quickly. Okay, hold on.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Tom in Utah, you got a quick comment here?
Yes, as Cleon Skousen and Bo Grice is my mentors in legal matters, I learned a trick from them. Never go to court alone. Fill that courtroom with every person you can that's on your side or up here. Even though it's not a jury court, make sure that courtroom experience is a public affair. And in every case I've helped defendants, we prevailed simply by the public flooding that courtroom wall to wall, even out in the hallway. When you have a courtroom full of observers, court watchers, that judge is a political creature. He does not want to offend his public. And generally, since if you have the right evidence and everything in order, you will prevail, even pro se.
All right. Tom, I appreciate it. By the way, I've witnessed in Michigan, there was a case, Mr. Miller, that was our roving constitutionalist. He did some things that really made a judge mad, ended up in court. And we were all in the courtroom. We had every seat filled. Of course, they had cops along the wall every 3 feet. These guys are standing there trying to intimidate and be Billy Bad Butts. And as this guy's war record from Vietnam, he was over there, and he was actually shooting down helicopters that were laden with cocaine. Everybody was in the coke business over there. And he got wind of this, and he starts shooting down the choppers. And he was using M60 machine guns. He'd shoot the back half of the Hueys, and this white powder would come flowing out. Well, he made a lot of people, you can understand, Rico, mad in Vietnam, because he was a soldier, red, white, and blue, you know, mom, apple pie, Chevrolet, and do what's right. Well, as his service record was revealed in that courtroom, these Billy Bad Butt cops that came in to intimidate, pretty soon you looked over at them, they were looking down at their shoes or shifting back and forth. At one point, half the cops left the courtroom. They couldn't even stand to be in there, because what the guy was arguing was Constitution, God-given rights, and everything else. And this judge wasn't hearing any of it. Well, once this man's record was revealed in public, these cops couldn't even look him in the eye.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We are out of time here at Rico. It's been a pleasure. Past 2 hours went by pretty quickly. We'll have you back. We'll have you back in the future, and hopefully we can get this website straightened around in the next few days, huh?
Yes. Well, thank you. Was it 2 hours? I thought it was 5 minutes. You know, I was ready to go more. You know.
Well, we can always bounce everybody off on the rest of the schedule for the evening, but I don't think they'd like that too much.
No.
All right. Well, Rico, journeyintoinsanity.org, folks, bookmark it. There's a lot of stuff there. It'll be functionable in no time flat, but just remember it, because here's another guy that one day woke up and he looked to, he just dropped in to see what condition his condition was in, and it wasn't good, and he found out the reasons why. All right, again, Rico, thank you. All right, I guess he dropped. All righty. By the way, I teased you on a little story here about this. Well, I'm out of time now. But is my atomic clock on the wall lying to me? Oh, no, it's 6:57, 58. I'll be darned. I ran long. Everything's running short. At any rate, that'll do it for us today. Folks, please pay attention to Front Sight. We got a deal out there, twofer. Everybody likes twofer. Your husband and wife, longtime boyfriend, girlfriend, you can prove it by bills sent to your house. No, I'm just teasing. Man and wife can go to Front Sight and then go on one ticket. In other words, two Commander memberships, and you're in like Flint. Pay attention to those ads, folks. This is not a joking manner. Be proficient in the weapons that you have. Otherwise, they're just going to get you killed. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.